Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
Your Tailor-Made Breast by Dr. Johan van Heerden. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness and support. Dr. Johan van Heerden explains what oncoplastic surgery is and how it results in getting your tailor-made breast. Each woman sees her breasts in a unique way, and expectations may differ vastly among women being diagnosed with breast cancer. Not only is every woman's journey unique, but also the options that are available, even if you choose not to have any form of reconstruction after breast cancer surgery. Bernard Fischer is credited for pioneering the concept among surgeons that breast cancer isn't only a surgical disease. Since the 80s, breast cancer surgery has become less and less radical, starting an era of breast conservation surgery and oncoplastic techniques. But why breast reconstruction? The breast is the most important external identification of femininity. Loss of a breast can have devastating psychological effects on a woman. If you have lost a breast through cancer, you may feel self-conscious, insecure, inferior to other women, or undesirable. Key benefits of breast reconstruction are improved body image, self-esteem, sexuality, and quality of life. What is oncoplastic surgery? The idea of combining cancer and reconstructive surgery slowly gained popularity over the past 40 years. Although not a new concept, it's not applied yet in every surgical procedure. Teamwork and planning make it possible today to formulate a unique breast surgery plan for every patient. The emphasis is a tailor-made plan according to the oncological requirements, your patient wishes, and the surgical team's abilities. Oncoplastic surgery not only includes reconstruction of partial or lumpectomy defects, but also volume replacement techniques in the case of mastectomies. Different oncoplastic surgical approaches. The essential role of a multidisciplinary team management of breast cancer patients can't be emphasized enough. This is the starting point, and whether upfront surgery or neoadjuvant therapy is indicated. A detailed consultation with the surgical team is imperative to establish the plan for the future. It's important during consultation that the surgical team discuss the indications for lumpectomy or mastectomy with you, and that you are well informed of all the pros and cons of the planned surgical procedure. Very few patients nowadays prefer delayed reconstruction, and quality of life studies have shown that immediate or immediate delayed reconstructions perform the best. From the reconstruction perspective, the planning starts with oncological procedure, even if only an expander is inserted or the incisions are planned for future second stage procedures. Preservation, the modern approach. The modern approach to breast cancer surgery and reconstruction prioritizes oncological management. Preservation of the skin, the nipple areola complex, and breast volume are fundamental considerations in the initial planning of the surgical procedure. Whether the volume loss is replaced with your own tissue or with an implant should form part of the initial informed consultation. Most patients qualify and benefit from single-stage procedures like nipple-sparing mastectomy and lumpectomy with immediate reconstruction. Reconstructive options post-breast cancer surgery. 1. Immediate, direct to implant, free deep or tram flap, pedicled latissimus dorsi muscle with or without implant, Goldilocks procedure, intercostal perforator flap, thoracodorsal perforator flap, immediate nipple areola reconstruction. 2. Immediate delayed. Expander immediately, implant delayed. Expander immediately, deep / tram flap delayed. Expander, implant fat grafting. Fat grafting only. nipple areola reconstruction in second stage. 3. Delayed. Expander first stage, implant second stage, free deep flap, pedicelled latissimus dorsi muscle with expander, implant, thoracodorsal perforator flap, free deep or tram flaps, fat grafting, nipple areola reconstruction.